The Mechaber brings as follows. Well, the first thing we have to know when we try to analyze the halachas of what the kinds of garments are going to be chayiv and tzitzis is that the truth of the matter is this actually is a quite old issue. It's already basically brought in a Gemara Masechet Menachos Daf Lamed a test as a machlokas in the Gemara that appears as follows. Okay, just to be keeping in mind so we understand the background, there's going to be a lot of important things that we're going to be learning Mir Tashem in the next short while this morning. First and foremost, the Gemara records in machlokas is like this. Some of the opinions in the Gemara of the feel are the only kinds of begadim, the only kinds of garments that are going to be chayiv to wear, we're going to be chayiv to put tzitzis on, are begadim or garments that are made out of either wool or linen, either tzemir or pishtim. Now, let's keep in mind when we use that expression, very, very important to remember for the rest of this morning, when we speak about a garment that's chayiv and tzitzis or not chayiv and tzitzis, what that really means is that if I'm wearing a beged, if I happen to be wearing a garment that has the four corners, I would be chayiv to put tzitzis on. If we're dealing with a beged that's not chayiv and tzitzis, what that means is the garment can be made with four corners 100% looking like a pair of tzitzis, but if it's a kind of material that's not obligated in the midst of tzitzis, one would wear that four-cornered garment without having to tie on tzitzis to the edges of that particular thing. Or if one had tzitzis tied onto the corners of that garment and put them on, he wouldn't really be mekayim any mitzvah in the slightest bit. He's not actually doing something wrong, but he's certainly not being mekayim any form of mitzvah. So one opinion the Gemara says, the only kinds of garments that were obligated to tie the tzitzis onto are garments that are made out of either tzemer or pishtim, wool or linen garments. The other opinion, the Gemara again, a machlokas and tanayim. The other opinions that are quoted by the Gemara feel that no, any kind of beged, any kind of garment whatsoever is going to be obligated to have tzitzis tied on. Doesn't matter if it's wool, doesn't matter if it's linen, doesn't matter if it's made out of silk or of cotton or of just about anything else under the sun. You'd be obligated to tie tzitzis on to that beged. And again, one would be mekayim a mitzvah de oraisa if one would be wearing, a beged with those tzitzis on them. The Gemara seems to indicate, certainly passing by the Rishonim, however, that everyone would agree that the begadim made out of regular materials other than wool or linen, at very least, are going to be chayiv midrabanan in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So either way we go, right, any kind of garment that has four corners on it, that we have tzitzis tied onto a mekayim, the mitzvah just is a shayla machlokas, whether or not the mitzvah that would be mekayim is a mitzvah deoraisa min haTorah, or a mitzvah that's only midrabanan. Now, that machlokas in the Gemara gets put down in time as a machlokas amongst the Rishonim, how to paskin, what exactly is the halacha. That machlokas in the Rishonim trickles down in time to machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch itself, what exactly the halacha is. Now, the Mechaber's opinion, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, is that the only kinds of garments that are chayiv and tzitzis are wool or linen. Okay, and that's it. Nothing else is chayiv midoraisa in the midst of tzitzis, although the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly that the other kinds of materials are chayiv midorabanan in the midst of tzitzis, but not deoraisa. The Ramosha Ishulis and the Shulchan Aruch here adds, and this is the halacha followed by the Ashkenazim, Yesh Omrim, some say that no, every kind of garment is going to be chayiv in the midst of tzitzis, and the Ramah it closes with the following words, V'hochi hilchasa, and that is what the halacha is. Doesn't matter what the garment is made of, it's going to be chayiv in tzitzis midoraisa according to the Ramah. Now, the Mishabura of the Chavetz Chaim points out as follows. He notes in Sifkat and Gimel, again, Simen Tes, Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishabura points out that a couple of simple nafkaminis, a couple of simple issues to keep in mind, whether or not the mitzvah tzitzis is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. So first and foremost, the most obvious issue is that it's obviously better to try to be mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa than a mitzvah d'rabbanan. In other words, if you have a chance, you're putting on tzitzis, one certainly would like to try to get a mitzvah d'oraisa out of that mitzvah tzitzis. That's the issue number one, why we care whether or not we're dealing with a d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. If you have the option of doing a d'oraisa, certainly you want to take that. Certainly, Mishnah Berurah points out, a second issue is a shayla of a suffix. We know the famous rule, a suffix about a mitzvah d'oraisa. We always have to be machmir about a suffix about a d'rabbanan. We have the right to be makel. So Mishnah Berurah gives you an example. Let's say you have a garment, and it's a suffix if it's the appropriate size to be chayv and tzitzis in or not. We haven't gotten to those halachas yet, but there are shiurim of what size garment is chayv and tzitzis. And you're not sure, it's somewhere on the line, it's a suffix kind of an issue. Well, if the tzitzis is only dirabanan, you don't have to put tzitzis on that garment. If not, obviously you would, and that's another issue where one would want to know whether or not the mitzvah is d'oraisa or midrabanan. Another shayla doesn't come up that often. There is a halacha quoted by a Gemara. Those who remember brachas from last year, if you test and cuff, the Gemara seems to discuss an issue where a person finds out either that a tzitzis are pasul, and pasul meaning to say you can't be wearing them. You're being mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa right now. So if you're being mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa, a person, the Gemara says, is chayiv to take off that garment even in the middle of the street, no matter where you are, in Eitzav, in Tfuna Neged, Hashem, you can't to play games. It doesn't matter if you're going to be embarrassed in the street, ripping your shirt off. Doesn't matter. You can't walk around without the appropriate tzitzis, etc., that are there, if tzitzis is only derabbanan. On the other hand, that kind of an idea would not apply. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out in one of his shuvas in Igros Moshe, another idea, something to keep in mind as well. Rav Moshe points out that if the tzitzis are only midrabanan, we discussed already in the past the idea that the tzitzis are meant to be a reminder to us that we're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvahs of the Torah. More than that, the tzitzis are on a segula level, on some kind of a spiritual level. They influence us and help us out to be mekayim the mitzvahs. They protect us from aveiros and negative thoughts to whatever degree is possible as well. Says Rav Moshe, if you're dealing with a pair with a garment that's not really chayiv in the midst of tzitzis at all, then the truth of the matter is, even though it might be chayiv midrabanan, you're nevertheless losing out on that opportunity to have the extra shmir and the extra influence to be mekayim the other mitzvahs of the Torah, and certainly one wants to keep that in mind. Now, halacha l'maisa, like we mentioned a moment ago, machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether or not, right, let's focus on katan garments, which is the most popular alternate form of tzitzis other than wool or linen, other than wool. We don't really make tzitzis out of linen anymore today. But aside from the wool begadim, the most popular kind of beged to be wearing is a katan beged. Are we going to be making the mitzvah tzitzis with the katan on a deraita level? So Sfarzim, who follow the psukim of the Mechaber, if a Sfarzi wants to be making a mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis, he certainly is supposed to be wearing a beged that's made out of wool. That's the psak on the Mechaber. Again, let's emphasize, you are yotzei a mitzvah d'rabbanan for sure, and you're chayiv d'rabbanan for sure, wearing the katan begadim for the tzitzis, but the only issue is it a d'oraisa? Sfardi, you want to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why not? It is a mitzvah d'atonah, it's free, what's the big deal? Right, would have to be wearing a wool garment that is sold in the stores, etc. You have to follow that. According to the Ashkenazim, on the other hand, here we have a major, major machlokas. Despite the fact that the Ramah taught us, like we read earlier, that we assume that any kind of beg, a katan as well, is chayiv midoraisa in the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah, a very, very famous psak in Sif Katan Hay over here, points out, and just as lashon is, let me just read to you the expression of the Chofetz Chaim, a yirei shamayim, someone who has yira shamayim, yachmir al atzmo, should be machmir lochosh ledeya rishona, he should be machmir to be nervous about, to try to make sure that we're going to be mekayim the first opinion that's there in the Shulchan Aruch, that says that we davka have to be wearing a woolen garment, and that is the psak of the Chofetz Chaim, and he points out, al kein lo yivarech rak al talat semer v'tzitzit. Semer says the Mishnah Berurah, it's appropriate, if possible, it's nachon, that the person should try to make sure that he's been mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa as best as possible. Don't follow the psak of the Ramah. Go out of your way, says the Chofetz Chaim, to be wearing a pair of wool tzitzit. That's the psak of the Halakha Tzaddik, the Chofetz Chaim. On the other hand, there is a grot, and there's a sefer called the Maaser Rav, which records the practices of the Vilna Gaon. The Maaser Rav quotes in Simon in Os Yud Zayin. It's divided into different letters, letter after letter. The Maaser Rav brings that the practice of the grot, very, very well known, the Maaser Rav in Os Yud Zayin, brings that the grot himself wore katan tzitzis, was not makvid to wear tzitzis made out of a wool. And there are many, many different explanations given why exactly the Grof followed that minhag. But, right, we're leaving out the reasons for just a moment, there are many great, great Ashkenazi Gedolim, Gedolei Litta, who Davka wore tzitzis made out of katan, the Chazon Ish, certainly in our generation, the famed Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim Kineyevsky, his father, the Stipler, etc., those who followed strictly the practices of the Grof, real strong and staunch Litvish, very, very often followed that to particular minhag. The reason behind that, there are a couple of different reasons given, but we'll just quote the reason of the Chazon Ish had explained, aside from some of the others. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion that the Grof went out of his way to wear katan tzitzis to make sure that people understood that in terms of the halachic process, in terms of the mesoras, in terms of the traditions of halacha, Ashkenazim follow the psukim of the Ramah. And if the Ramah told us that a katan pair of tzitzis is chayiv d'oraisa, that is good enough for us. We don't have to be machmir above and beyond the shitas of the Ramah. We follow the psukim that were given by the Ramban de Gra in order to popularize that, went out of his way to wear a pair of katan tzitzis, kol yimei chayav, and the Chazon Ish had echoed that opinion as well. The Chazon Ish said, if I'm going to be makvit to wear wool, and people think you have to do that, a lot of people are going to feel uncomfortable wearing wool tzitzis, and some people might not even do it. So therefore, the Chazon Ish said, I'm going to go out of my way to wear the katan tzitzis to emphasize that is the officially accepted psak halacha. And again, that is the opinion of many of the Ashkenazi poskim. The Igros Moshe, on the other hand, Moshe Feinstein, in at least five different shuvas that I dug up in the Igros Moshe. We'll give you the Maror Makomos after if you want. But Moshe Feinstein goes out of his way to try to say no, that he actually agrees with the Psak of the Chavetz Chaim. A person will be best off following that idea that if you can be machmir to wear wool, one should do that. Ramosha points out, even during the summertime when it's a little hotter, a little uncomfortable, still in all, we're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa, Ramosha felt, and one should go out of his way to wear the wool. And Ramosha adds in one of the tshuvas, and that was his personal practice as well. Yeah. We'll get to that soon. The mesh is going to be the main topic of today is going to be the mesh and the other kind of tzitzis that are there. We have build up to the ideas first. Now, so that aside right now. So basically, bottom line is we walk away with a very, very large machlokas amongst the achronim, contemporary and beforehand, at least about the Ashkenazi practice. Is it appropriate to wear wool? Is it appropriate not? Etc. The honest truth is anyone is able to follow whichever particular practice you want. You cannot really go wrong. L'maisa, the Ramah, the Chazon Ish, the Seifer, Chankinevsky, the Gra, these are major, major names. One has the right to follow, to wear non-wool tzitzis. Although again, keeping in mind, the Chavetz Chaim, Moshe Feinstein, and others did feel that it might be appropriate to be machmir on that. What I personally always advise people is like this, that later on, and again, hopefully tomorrow, if we have the time, we're going to be learning some of the halachas about the size of the pair of tzitzis. And the truth of the matter is, most of the tzitzis that we wear are probably a little bit on the small side. It's a little bit better to be wearing a larger pair of tzitzis than most of us wear, and we're going to cover those details tomorrow. What I always tell people is, if you're going to be wearing a larger wool-sized garment, it's going to be relatively uncomfortable because it scratches against your legs, against other things, etc. Not always so comfy, the wool things, when they're particularly long, especially if you're very machmir about the shiurim. And the shear of the size is a definite psak, a clear issue, much, much more important and much stronger than the kind of garment. L'maisa, the Ramah Paskins, that wool, that katan is chayiv midoraisa. If a person has a choice of wearing a katan beged that's a little bit longer, or a wool beged like that, it is definitely better to follow the chumrah in the larger size beged than in the wool. And again, if a person can bear wearing the wool, that's going to be fine. Not that we're getting paid to make advertisements, but there is a company out there called Neatsit. They make we got a pair of those right back over there. Very good. They happen to also make a much more comfortable pair of wool tzitzis as well. That's very, very lightweight and very, very comfy. And that's, again, if they're wearing their particular wool tzitzis, they're expensive, but they're definitely worth the investment. And that way you can be mekayim comfortability, and you could also be mekayim the psak of the Chavetz Chaim without losing anything on the comfort. That's personally what I do. So there you have a nice advertisement for that with all the other hidurim that might be there as well. Now, moving right along, the big issue that we want to try to talk about are the mesh tzitzis and things made out of other materials outside of a katan. Katan, we described before, whatever the machlokas is, like we said, you can't go wrong. The truth of the matter is, though, you can go wrong when you're wearing other kinds of begadim. Let's try and explain. This all begins, despite the fact that the Ramah mentions that other minim, other kinds of garments and materials are chayiv and tzitzis, there is a halacha brought in a Gemara, Beferish Gemara, nothing to talk about, quoted later on in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Yud, Siv Dalet, that or tzitzis made out of leather, a beged made out of leather, rather, is not chayiv and tzitzis. You can wear a four-cornered leather garment, you do not have to put tzitzis on. As a matter of fact, you probably should not put tzitzis, etc., for issues of baltosif on some of these things, and a person is not obligated in the midst of tzitzis on leather. Psak in the Gemara brought in Shulchan Aruch. What does it have to do with us? Very, very important. Why? There's a discussion amongst the Mefarshim, why exactly is leather not chayiv in tzitzis? Okay? There's a discussion between the Levush and one of the great Achronim from Grodno, the Levush in that Siman and Siman Yud, the Levush points out as follows. In order to be called a beged in the eyes of the Torah, a beged is something that's woven, a maisa ariga. You have to weave the strings together, the warp and the whip, and you make a beged. And since leather, by definition, is not something that's woven together, it's just one chunk of material, the leather is not called a beged. And the Torah says, al kanfe big dehem, you have to put the tzitzit on your garment. That's not called a beged. And the Rosh Hashanah writes a similar idea. The Rosh Hashanah even quotes a pasuk in the parasha of Negoim, in parasha, what they call it, Tezrio. The pasuk actually says that you can have Negoim on a beged or either on your garment or on leather. And points out the Rosh Hashanah, that's a pretty clear indication that something that's made out of leather is not defined as a garment in the Torah's language. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out in the tshuva, okay, moving right along, we'll tie this back together to the mesh issues in 1 second. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva in Igros Moshe Chelik Beis Siman Aleph. Rav Moshe writes that when you have leather, even if you're going to cut the leather into little strips and weave it together and make some kind of a woven leather garment, says Rav Moshe, that's still not going to be chayv in tzitzis, because lemaisa, the material itself, is something that the Torah excludes from that mitzvah, since it's not normally woven together. That is not called a beged. Now, the contemporary poskim have pointed out that the issue of leather and the idea that something that's not woven is not defined as a beged in the eyes of the halacha plays a very strong role in a number of contemporary modern-day synthetic materials. Now, obviously, back in the earlier times, certainly in the times of Chazal and the times of the Shulchan Aruch, where the technology was not as developed as it is today, these kinds of materials just did, plain and simple, didn't exist. The idea that people have today, we have nylon garments, we have polyester things, polyethylene things made into clothing, are basically, we're taking again, leaving out all of these science that's involved, we're taking something that grows in the sea, we're taking certain chemicals, certain materials that are coming out of the water, creating them chemically into things that we're actually able to wear. The truth of the matter is, it is fascinating. Marabu, Magadu, Masecha, Hashem. And the bottom line is, today, with the thanks of contemporary science, Torah, Mazda, we're able to develop certain kinds of clothing that, plain and simply, they didn't have. But that sends the poskim into a massive, massively large discussion. Are those things chayv and tzitzis? Does that have a din of a beged in the eyes of the halacha? Not only in Hilchos Tzitzis, relevant to other halachas as well, Tumah, Vetara, various things relevant to Hilchos Sukkah, like that, but today we're focusing on the tzitzis. Now, the basic idea is that these kinds of garments, the nylon, the polyester that we're going to be wearing, are not, or certainly do not have to be woven together. When you create them, you basically are able to create an entire sheet, an entire roll of nylon polyester garment without having to weave anything together. You basically, again, I'm obviously not describing this properly, you snap your fingers and wave your magic wand and poof, all of a sudden you have a thing sitting there ready to be worn, ready to be put on without the process of weaving. And therefore, there were a number of poskim who felt that that's the same exact thing as leather. That's not going to be chayiv and tzitzis in the slightest bit. We have a very large namachlokas in the Achronim. Let's just quote some of the names so we get an understanding of what exactly is going to be what. In our times, one of the most famous, well-known poskim was Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in a sefer called the Halichos Shlomo in Chela Gimel, Sifa Tezayin of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach felt, he gave a psak halacha that those kinds of synthetic materials. Now, let me just add very quickly, in case you haven't gotten the point, I didn't make it so clearly before, all of the mesh tzitzis that are worn today are made out of either nylon or polyester. That is the issue that we're speaking about, in addition to some other things that will come too. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was of the opinion those things, in fact, are chayiv and tzitzis. Those are going to be chayiv and tzitzis. The psak was also given by one of the great gedolim of Yerushalayim, and the great rabbana of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, in the Tshuva Sartzvin, Chelek Aleph Sivtes, that's not exactly like leather, especially because you're able to chemically produce threads and weave the things together into a garment, and that is if not totally normal, but certainly a common thing that gets done. They were of the opinion that these materials are going to be chayiv and tzitzis, as per the psak of the Ramah, that anything out there under the sun is chayiv and tzitzis. Only leather is excluded by the Torah. On the other hand, there were many, many other great poskim who felt that is not, that is not going to be the case. There is some of the clearest tshuva that's written about this is a sefer called the Horos Nosan, written by one of the Gedolim of Bnei Brak, still today. Mir Hashem will be there when you go visit Bnei Brak of Nosson Gastetner, who had pointed out that he felt that no, and again he brings many, many rites to this effect, that these kinds of synthetic materials are just like leather, not going to be chayv and tzitzis. Rabbi Yashiv Shlit in Yerushalayim has a tshuva in his estate for the Kovitz, a tshuva where he points out that even if you're going to be makel and wear a synthetic garments, right, the mesh tzitzis like that, or Rabbi Yashiv was of the opinion that you should not make a bracha when you put those tzitzis on. Since it's a suffix, a machlokas in the posting, if it's chayiv and the tzitzis or not, Rabbi Yashiv felt that, why, you want to wear it, fine, but to make a bracha, suffix brachas, that already is a very big issue, one would not make a bracha on that. Let's keep in mind, his mechutzin, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, had said that no, he was so confident that is chayiv and tzitzis, he paskin, you can make a bracha when you put them on as well. Bottom line is, as we're just describing over here, we have a very large machlokas amongst the poskim. If the material that those garments are made out of, that those kinds of tzitzis are made of, is chayiv in the mitzvah at all, again, the plain and simple issue is, it's possible, according to many poskim, that we're walking around all day long wearing our tzitzis, but not even getting a mitzvah out of it. If it's not chayiv in tzitzis, then we're accomplishing basically zero, absolutely nothing, by wearing that. And again, it is a machlokas amongst the, poskim, whether or not one is mekayim that mitzvah. The recommendation certainly would be, that it is better to try to be wearing something that at least is chayiv and tzitzis midaraisa, according to most of the opinions, and try to avoid such a machlokas. Now, when it comes to the mesh tzitzis in particular, there's one other issue that's there also discussed in the sefer that I mentioned before, the Lahoros Nasan, where he points out, based on a Mishnah Masechta Kalim, where we find that a beged that's basically made of mesh, that has a lot of different holes in it, a see-through kind of a beged. There's a Mishnah Masechta Kalim seems to indicate that beged is not makabel tumah, because it's not defined in halacha as a beged. A garment is able to be makabel tumah. Something that's not a garment is not makabel tumah. The Mishnah there seems to indicate relatively clearly that something made out of mesh is not a beged, therefore not makabel tumah. And therefore he paskin, even if we wanted to be make alike or shoma zalman, that the synthetic material is chayiv and tzitzis, that would only be in a situation if we had a nylon beged that was actually a straight full beged without not being made out of mesh. The contemporary mesh garments, he argues, even a Shlomo Zalman might have not been so makel about. That psak is echoed by someone greater than I, who stood at this podium a couple of days ago, of Usher Weiss, in his Sefer the Minchas Asher and Pasha Shlach, where the mitzvah sits to discuss, echoes that psak as well, that he felt that a person should definitely not be wearing the mesh tzitzis. Basically, again, not only because of the issue about the material itself, but the issue of the mesh is certainly a very pressing issue that's there. And again, a chacham eina barosha yirei shemaim certainly should try to mekayim the mitzvah as best as possible. And again, I think we described it today at length, all the different options that are there. Amir Hashem, we should try to brush up on these halachas. There's more tomorrow. We're going to try to have a massive day to finish up many of the other halachas, the sittas, that we haven't yet had a chance to cover.